The twilight falls soft on the place where we long. In the days of our childhood to be, but of all the bright rivers that flow to our ire, it's the blue rolling Shannon for me. At the cross near our home, by the close of the day, where the lads and the lassies tell me, I remember it still in the lands far away, that the shores are ring mild and are sweet. Our home is looks out on the western breeze, and the orchard in bloom by its side, faded in glory holds Castletown trees, and the sunbeam o'er the Shannon's blue tide. At the cross near our home, by the close of the day, where the lads and the lassies still meet, I remember it still in the lands far away, that the shores of ring my land are sweet, where the linnets have sung and the children have played, and the notes clinging closer the brown, where the ships and the steamers go by as of old, with the world for the merchants in town. At the cross near our home, by the close of the day, where the lads and the lassies still meet, I remember it still in the lands far away, that the shores of ring my land are sweet. On the village of Quinn, and the candleman stand just beside the Abbey Hotel, I heard the sweet sound, second mind all around, twas the sweet sounding tone of the bell. Ah, but how could I pen the sweet bell for a man? I went into the chapel to pray, and I felt as if angels they guide me for mine from the village of Quinn on that day. Sure, the village was me with a long winding tree, every home my master hotel, and the people that day came and flogged for to pray when the hand we told all the bell. Here if I was a poor, I would take off my coat, and I'd write on the hop I'm sorely men in letters of gold of the brave men of old who built the beautiful chapel in Quinn. I come, 'cause I want to live in that day of the noble fine women and men that I always found there in that bright path of clay near the ancient gold abbey of Quinn. So goodbye for a while to the village of Quinn. The old abbey's cause and hotel, and wherever I stray on the Candlemas Day, bring me back the sweet tone of the Now what? You ready? She lived beside the Anna for the sleeping man, a gentle Irish colleen with mild eyes like the dawn. Her lips were a dewy rosebud, her teeth were a pearl's rare, a snowdrift neath her silken bow, her neck and her brown hair. A brave Irish girl, sure, it's well we call you brave, for the least of all your perils in the stormy ocean's wave, to leave your quiet valleys and cross the Atlantic foam, for to save your hard-won earnings for this helpless ones at home. Write one to my dear mother, saying we'll meet with God above, and to my little brothers that I send them all my love. May the angels ever guard them, is their dying sister's prayer, and folded in this letter was a lock of not brown hair, a cold and well-nigh callous, sure this weary heart did groan for thy helpless fate, dear Ireland, and for sorrows of my own, when a tear my eye shall my son win, by another side I lay, for the lily of the valley has withered far away.
Fine.
Oh, the crops are running, and the peaches are gathered, oranges pack in their crease all of them. Oh, they're flying the bay to the Mexican border. It'll take all our money, oh, to get back again. So farewell to my friends. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesús María. You won't have a name when you fly the big aeroplane. All they will call you
will be deported. Oh, the sky blink of fire, oh, last get his camion. The sky busted on, and the strong the hills round. Oh, who were his friends, who were scattered like dry leaves? Oh, the radio said they were just deportees. So farewell to my friends, goodbye, Rosalita, adios, mis amigos, yes, I say, Maria, you won't have a name when you fly the big airplane, all they will call you will be deported. Oh, is this the best way, or to plow a good orchard? Is this the best way, or to grow a best fruit? Or to lie in the crown there, and to rot in the top side, and never know no name except deportee. So farewell to my friends, goodbye, Rosalita, adios, mis amigos, yes, I say, Maria, you won't have a name when you fly the big aeroplane, all they will call you will be deported.
I was born a tinker, I tell you no lie. A tinker I live, a tinker I die. Don't get me wrong, I carry no shame. The Lord made me a tinker, I'm proud of my name. My father brew potchin on Bessie Bell Bray. When I was 12, to me he did say, son, you're of age, it is plain to be seen. Sure, it's time I taught you how to make the potchin. He taught me the trade, and I learnt it well. I make the finest potchin any tinker could sell. I use the same still my dad used before. Sure, it's been in the family 100 years or more. I sell my potchin from Derry to Cove, from Donegal to Dublin, around by Mayo. Through the 32 counties, sure I'm free to roam. The potchin's my trade, and the roadside's my home. I'm married a tinker, a colleen so fair. Her father and mother were tinkers from Clare. To have me a son, it was my fondest dream. And I love teaching him how to make the potheen. I would teach him the trade of a tinker's potheen. I am John McClure, and I'm young and poor. In Belfast I was born. Now here I stand with my gun in my hand, and it's cold and wintry morn. Many men have hopes that I will die. I'm cursed by one and all. But in Belfast town, as the sun goes down, there is no hope at all. I can see my child only 9 years old, her mind all twisted in fear. And the hate I hold for those men who control her is more than I can bear. Many men have hopes that I will die. I'm cursed by one and all. But in Belfast town, as the sun goes down, there is no hope at all. May the children's eyes see the sun shine bright on this cold and wintry morn. And the flag that flies, oh, the Belfast skies, be the green and white and gold. Many men have hoped that I will die. I'm cursed by one and all. But in Belfast town, as the sun goes down, there is no hope at all. Come on. The town of Tull is tall and handsome, well decorated with grand hotels. There's an ancient graveyard with neat surrounding, two lovely churches with sweet torn bells. The town is blessed with a neat surrounding of happy homesteads and fertile land. And what more endearing at a sports or meeting is the sweet tone music of the Tulla band. For trade and labor, they can't be beaten. There's a Topping Market and a Munster Fair. All the shops are stocked with the best material, while the stores are bursting both front and rear. There's a splendid schoolhouse and a holy convent, with education a special treat. You can see the virtue of the high-class training from the lovely children all round the street. The charming Colin, they're tall and handsome, their step as nimble as the mountain hare. There's great attraction in their style and action, with their black and gold and their auburn hair. They're a courteous sporting race of people, they're out for hunting with the best of cheer. We wish all concerned a happy sir of tide, a prosperous plenty, and a dry no year. The dreadful news of Ireland, it rang out from shore to shore. For such a deed no living man was ever held before. The deeds of Cormoran's time Always turn it cold. It is hard, I'm all alone for you on the bridge of Killaloe. Let's halt it on November, and history will go down. There were stolen trains from Galway to a house in Williamstown. There never had a fighting chance, never captured twice the sneak. And the way the tale traced in, it would cause your blood to creep. Three of the four were on the run, and Jasper all around. It was with that hero again, they were found in Williamstown. They asked him if they were inside, but to no evidence he proved true. And because he would not sell the pen, he was shot in Killaloe. They shackled them both hands and feet with tongues they could not break, and brought them down to Killaloe by steamer on the lake. Without clergy, judge, or jury, on the bridge they shot him down. Their blood flowed with a shaman convenient to the town. They threw them in the lovely den, like cinders in a heap. They brought them down to the barricade, where for 2 days they did keep. They kept them closely guarded, where no one could them see. Not even dogs who them up from their infancy. My faith and perseverance on the third day they were let go. Those masters four at 10 p.m. passed through alone. There were kept in Scarlet's Chapel for 2 nights and a day. As in the yard of death they slept, kind people called and prayed. If you were at this funeral, it was a lonely sight. 100 braves of clergy, only all out in white. For the likes of those four matters in one grave was never seen. Beneath a flag they died to stay the urns white and green. I hope they are in heaven above, that holy place of rest, with all young Irish martyrs forever amongst the blessed. The day will come, and you all will know who swore the lives away of poor Rogers and McMahon, brave Egan and Kilday. I've roamed in many lands, in the fathoms of strange friends. My tongue turned to heaven, my day's time is done. I travel every and all and all. I am now in Columbia's shore. It's the birthplace of freedom and famed Washington. Sins of splendor I have made, But amongst them all, I can forget that wine-colored cottage with roses so rare. It stands beneath a shady bell, fair on the scene of Innisfail. Is the place of my childhood in my old County Clare. I love my county through and through, from Lochay to Killaloe. Around towns and abbeys I love and revere. I've known all her stories, her fortunes and glories, from the grounds of Tyrconnell to the coast of Kilkeel. Deep in each exile's heart, there's thoughts too secret to impart, concerning my childhood and playmates so fair. Let nobody blame me, let no critic defend me, when I speak of my childhood in my old County Clare. King Corin's bright halls are gone, and Clare men still battle on, with purpose unaltered, non-swerving but true. As in the days neat Victoria, neat a sunburst so glorious, we were led on to battle by King Brian Boru. If Clare men that day proved true, we'd have sons today like Brian Boru. Ever ready or willing to do all to dare, to mass down the Shannon side, or chair by the cannon side, and drive the invader from the green hill of
the summer time is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time goes around the blooming heather. How will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another to pluck wild mountain thyme all around that blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around that blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a town near yon pure crystal fountains, and around it I will plant or the wild flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around that blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around that blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?